Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening, people. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. I want to wish everybody a happy Wednesday and hope that some of you are not in the ice and some of you are not in the cold and some of you actually in the rain. So, but anyway, to get the show started, I'm sorry. I just kind of want to give an apology for the people that attended Hub City Dragway this weekend. The track wasn't all the way there, had a few issues. One being that the track was scraped, and so it kind of caused problems the next day, being that it was a bike race, even though we had Pro Mod cars and everything else there to kind of help out with the bikes. Still, track wasn't nowhere up par for us, suitable, you know, for us to have the bikes to go on track, but we did get a chance to see some good grudge racing. I want to give a shout out to Tackle Box and the Katrina Camp, Seed Camp, for taking that chance on running that race, which was around 11:30 that night, with the track conditions, you know, kind of worsening, but still want to give big props up to those guys for taking the gamble like that. We also ran this 3DT class, which my underdog, his favorite, Sam William, won that. This is his second time in a row winning the 3DT class with a little old ZX10. Not a whole lot done to it, but he's kind of dominating this 3DT class, so I kind of want to give him a shout-out for that. 10, Extreme Motorsport, he won the 880 class. Kind of want to give a shout-out to him as well for riding the 1000. Competing, actually 10 ran in all of the classes, Street T, 888, and also the hand clutch class. And the winner of the hand clutch class, got to get that out to my little buddy, Josh, that's been kind of competing around in the little classes, but he decided to, you know, kind of, so he went out and running the hand clutch, and I think he faced 10 in the finals, and Josh was able to pull that off. And so overall, I think we did have a good time, except for the little track issue. But I think, and a rule to learn from that would be never to have a track again scraped the night before the race. So hopefully that won't happen again. And also, want to take the time now to kind of open up the lines if anybody had any races or something that they wanted to talk about that's coming up. Probably give about 5 minutes. To talk about them. So at this time now, if anybody got any announcements or whatever they want to make, I'm going to open up the lines. I see two callers, so we're going to open up one. 0775, your line is open.
Yo, what's happening, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Just mass connection. Text.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Yeah. I just want to give congratulations to all the winners this weekend. I heard it was a good time over there in the Hub.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Like I said, with the little few minor issues we ran into, but hopefully next time that won't happen. We kind of stay on top of things, but it was at that point where I didn't really want to chance spraying the track, and it was, you know, almost going away then, and you either would have made the matters worse or either you would have made them good. So I didn't really want to jeopardize that too bad. So, but now you kind of learn from your mistakes. So next time, I think we product can key in on errors that was made and kind of move on from there.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been checking out all the smack talking on the internet. You know, it sounded like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely was that. Definitely had fun.
How my boy Tackle Pop do?
They done, like I said, that race took place at 11:40 that night. So, that being said, both bikes kind of spun a little out the hole. But, you know, I think Little Rich and them kind of regrouped first and kind of leveled off. And then, you know, the race was pretty much on. I'm just glad that that happened down on the starting line, which I do know also that a race is won off the starting line too. So I definitely like to see that race ran over again. So. And I'm sure probably in the near future it will take place over again. But it was a nice race. I must tell you that much. Because I was actually down about 8 miles, not quite to the 8 mile mark, but I kind of got down pretty far, you know, to kind of catch it. I wasn't able to put my cameras and all that stuff up like I wanted to, but hopefully next time or wherever we at, hopefully I'll be able to stick my cameras in certain areas and get all kind of angles of some grudge racing.
Have you posted some videos yet?
I only really shot one, maybe two videos that whole night, man. I was ripping and running because also the track owner, man, lost her husband that night around 10 o'clock. So it was, man, it was just a whole disaster pretty much the whole weekend, you know, so.
Yeah.
I imagine that is a bad feeling, you know, day before an event, then you lose your loved one, so.
Right. Yeah, that ain't a good thing.
Right.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, but, you know, not to make any excuses or whatever, but still, you know, business had to go on, but just hopefully, you know, next time we kind of can stay on top of things. You got a race coming up on June, don't you?
Yeah, June 22nd at Dallas Raceway.
Okay.
I had the king of the track. You know, say we got a lot of grudge racing going on. We got our special guest, Tackle Box, going to come in, taking over Texas. You know, my Texans, we're not going to let that happen, but it's going to be a good race.
Okay. Yeah, and I think it's also several races over here. I know. Tayo, Permanent View, is coming back to Hub City on May the 5th, and then I think it is another race, Hub City, on June the 22nd as well. So that just popped up, but hopefully that won't really tie into, because this is more of, I think, class stuff over here than grudge. So I don't think that'll affect anybody over in, for us talking about them coming over to your race or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, it's plenty of money to be made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
look, we got two more callers. You know, I'm not cutting y'all off, man, but I think these guys have been on here for a minute, too. So I'm going to go on doing the announcement stage here and let them go on and see what they got, and then we'll come back to you here in a few.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Look, we got 4920. Well, your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. Hey, man, I just got a little correction on this PVT. You know the guy that's here seeing them winning that, right?
Oh, no. So who X1? Is the X14?
Yeah, that's actually me.
Come on, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, we split at the same right, though. We got the, came up in the car with you. Remember we were trying to straight everything out?
Right, but I was under the assumption a little, when William walked up there, he was like, man, I won this. So, okay, we'll get that straight in.
No. he didn't get that one. He lost up my long shot.
Okay, because I was wondering, and the little officer didn't even correct it when he got on. Okay, we'll take care of that.
Oh, well,
it looks like, though, the cows are taking over, because, I mean, he did win that one up there in Lena, so.
He won up in Lena last week there.
Yeah, then you won down on this with a cow, so it gets the better wake up.
What's up, Mass Connect?
Yo, what's up, the Playboy?
Ain't too much, man. I was actually at your race last year. over there in Dallas, too.
All right. Well, appreciate the support, man. Congratulations on your win, too.
Thanks, man.
You sound like the king.
Oh, man, I'm just out here trying. I can't even compete with them guys. I just be trying to have a look for it.
Hey, that's all good. Keep handling your business.
Chris, I'm going to shoot you either PM or a message on Facebook because you did tell me you had a picture or two. I want to see what you got over there.
Okay. Yeah, shoot me one. And I definitely will see you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got one more caller here. We're going to open up the lines on 2529. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, not a whole lot, man. Hey, this is Santos, man, with Predator Racing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, yeah, I missed it last week, man, but I heard we had Killzone on here talking real reckless about me. So, you know, I was trying to see what's, if he's on here tonight and, you know, try to see what's really good for this weekend.
If he wasn't, I'm sure he will chime on in. So, when I do see his number up here, I'm going to kind of chime in. If not, we may try to give him a call and see if we get him on board here.
Okay.
Yeah, he may be listening now. So, if he is, I'm sure he's going to raise his hand. Yeah, for long.
Yeah, I'm, hey, I'm looking for him now. You know, he looked for me long enough. I'm looking for him now.
Okay, Killzone, if you're on the line, man, press 1 to come in. Yeah, we got another caller. We're going to see if this 0651. Your line is open. 0651, your line is open. Okay, no, that's not Killzone.
All right.
Yeah. What kind of race are you trying to do with Killzone?
Well, you know, he talking about wanting to run me this Saturday up in Twigs, making national drag, you know, 1/8 mile.
Right. Okay. This head-up race or?
Yeah, head-up race. Okay. Unless you want to give me some, I'm willing to take, but.
No, Killzone. Okay. So
he's
you
like, he's giving me some.
You think I'll take it?
Huh?
I think we get. Let's see here. We may have him on here now. Let me see. Killzone.
Yeah, I had ticked on the end of somebody from out of here or raising somebody. You mentioned my name. Who you talking?
You got your boy Santos on. Yeah,
oh.
That's Killzone.
Yeah, this is the owner of that Predator Booster.
Man, I'm going to fuck your bike up this weekend.
Well, shit, I mean, you know, you talking about reckless now. Why you didn't do that two Saturdays ago when I was up there?
Because I already had got the race set up and shit.
Oh, you didn't want to lose no more money.
I won the first race, so what you talking about?
Oh, okay, well, you know, I was there till it closed. I mean, you know, we could have done something that night.
Well, I mean, shit, this Saturday coming up, so I went through. What time are you talking about doing?
Shit, you know, I ain't gonna say no set time, but I mean, hell, if 6 o'clock come, like you said on Cycle Bike, 6 o'clock come, you know, and everything's good, hell, we'll do it then. I mean, like you said, we ain't gotta wait all night to do it, but you know, we'll see. I'm not gonna guarantee it's gonna be 6 o'clock, but we'll see.
But we'll
do
it though, right?
Down.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try my best to put a lead by 2 on you.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, you know. I'm glad you're pretty confident. Ain't no wrong with being confident.
Especially when I'm raising somebody I know I'm a big.
Oh, man. We're gonna remember the same conversation when I run clean over your ass, though.
Nah, see, the only thing about me, man, anything I say, man, is already done. So, you know, the race gonna go down regardless of anything.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute, that was your race when Jungle Racing crossed over the lane, right?
That was me crossing over Jungle Racing lane.
Oh, okay. Don't do that now, cause I don't want to take no win like that from you.
I mean, hell, if I did, shit, I'd be way ahead of you, so you ain't got to worry about me hitting you, hell.
Okay, I take your money which way now. As long as the green light come on, man, it don't matter. It's gonna come on one way or the other. My side, my light gonna come on either which way.
Yeah, shit. You gonna be quiet here if I kick your ass.
One good thing about it, hell, we ain't got along the way, is it?
Man, what you talking about? I wish it was today.
God damn. Yeah, we can. Well, you know, like I said, shit, Saturday it is, hell, you know. We'll be looking for you, hell.
Don't let me come up there and you bagging out the goddamn race and all that shit.
Backing out? Man, one thing I don't do is back out. One thing I don't do, we gonna race, you know. Just don't come in and try to, you know, buy the house down. You know what I mean?
Say what now?
I said just don't come up there try to buy the house.
What you mean by the house?
Buy
the house?
Bed. Yeah. No.
Buy
it.
No, man, I don't do no. No hell, no, man. Shit, I don't do no shit. Why would I do no shit like that? And I know I can beat you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you got people. I mean, I think you got people that have done shit like that in the past and shit. But I'm all the way 100, man. I don't do no shit like that, man. For real.
Well, that good enough. Like, that's all I needed to know. Then that good enough. As long as you don't do that, yeah, we damn sure won't. You know,
man,
we going.
That ain't even the question. You had like somebody did that to you before.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I hope not.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm most definitely gonna get off in that ass though. So you know, just you just make sure you wear some extra padding because I'm gonna get off in that ass.
Man, shit, you ain't gonna do that, man. I got them. I saw your fucking bike running. I think on Bantch video. It's some video, man. Goddamn, fuck. When the light dropped, when you left, I went in my room, fell asleep, and got up and came back. You still ain't passed the motherfucking time.
Damn!
So I ain't even worried about you, man.
Damn! Hold up, man. Shit. Tell me how you really feel about it then. Damn. Where this video at?
See, man, you gonna get to that goddamn track and bag out.
No, sorry, buddy. We ain't gonna do no mess like that now.
Guys, you all hold that thought there for a second. We got two more callers. We're going to open up the lines. I'm 8351. Your line is open. 8351. Okay, and so 1746. Your line is open.
It's Custom Cuts. I'm just sitting out listening tonight. I don't want to step on no toes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I also got another message here that informed Soup Bone, if he's listening, that they said Angola Bike is gone home, so you can come out of the trailer now and stop hiding. So I just kind of wanted to relay that message out there to Soup Bone, coming from the Angola camp.
Was those Angola Temple Soup on at your event bench?
Yeah, they were there.
Why they didn't race?
They Angola Bike had problems, I think, at the end, towards the end of the night.
Always,
I don't know why.
They always got problems.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He damn sure do.
I ain't taking up for him or anything, but I think they did have problems.
No.
Mike made a shakedown earlier in the day and made a good clean pass, and so I don't know what happened later on that night because I was really running around. But
it ain't never been scared. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chris, did is it true that the Dream Team all down the track?
Well, I mean, they had problems at the end of the track. I'm not going to say that. The bike did let go or whatever down at the end of the track. So
Yeah, the bike peed on itself. Now, when you first came on tonight, you took all the blame. talking about y'all scraped the track the night before. It wasn't y'all. It was the Dream Team that peed on the track. They oiled down the track. That's the reason why the track wasn't hooking. Dream Team, y'all came on. I did not come on the radio last week because I wanted to just prove a point. Y'all called my bike trailer park trash, but look who the trash this week. You came out there with your little brand new little shiny suit on and took a L. You know what? You took a L on a brand new bike, HTP.
Hey,
O-1.
You saw they had them in line. Them bitches were looking clean. They had them in the line, boy.
Yeah. You know what, Chris? You need to give a belt out to the prettiest paint job of 2013, because that's all they're going to get. Because come June the 1st, I'm going to bury them down there in Caesar again. I'm only doing two races this summer. It's June the 1st, and I'm going to Dallas. July the 27th, I'm going to Dallas.
Yep.
And then, you know, that's it. I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to wait till it get cool, and we're going to crank it right back up. I'm not hitting the road like I did last year. It's not worth it.
Man, when you said that, the call is lined up, man. Let me own up some of these calls here. 4388, man, your line is open.
That's right.
4388, your line is open. Okay. 2474, your line is open.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Why, it's not like he in the forest.
7833, your line is open.
Hey, Cliff, I'm driving right now. I'm going to jump on Custom Cuss in a few minutes. Let me get some talk.
Okay, I'm going to leave the line open for you.
Right. Yeah, get out of the woods and fill your tank up, because you're going dry. Now, Chris, I'm going to tell you something. Have you been looking at Facebook lately?
Yeah, I
know everybody saw, and I'm sorry to my fans out there. I'm waiting on my suit to get here, but did y'all see the new Caesar? I know everybody saw it, and I know Matt was trying to get private video of it and stuff, but let me tell you something. That's the bike that's going to wreck Dream Team. Well, the old Caesar's going to do that. But Headbuster and Eddie Kane. That's the bike, Chris. I told everybody I was coming out with one. I told them. It's on.
Which one are you bringing over to Texas? That one, or you going to bring the old Caesar?
No. Listen to this, Chris. We're going to bring both of them. I just got confirmation on that. We're going to have both of them with our tuner in Dallas. We're going to fly Dan,
wow.
DTM, we're going to fly DTM out there to Texas, and we're going to wreck shop, and we better get one race. Because you know what? I'm never going to get Texas no respect if they don't honor one race with us.
I think the Angola camp going to be over there, too.
What did you just say a couple of minutes ago? They couldn't even get down the track against Super on them.
Well, they got down the track. Super on them that race didn't take place.
I ain't read nobody in Louisiana
when I was there.
Yeah. The only time.
I don't think they got down the track down there either.
You know, and no offense, I mean, Michael Phillips, he's a stand-up guy. He wins all his NHRA races. Michael Phillips, I give you a thumbs up. But you only a champion on Sundays. You only a champion on Sundays. This race going to come up. This race going to take place on a Saturday. I'm the champ on Saturday.
Yo, Cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get at me. I need to get you to come to Dallas for my race.
Yeah, I'm already obligated. I would like to come to your race, but I can't afford to come to Dallas back to back like that.
We can talk business. Get my number.
I said, we can talk business. Get my number. Oh. What you gonna give it to me or you want me to call Chris?
No, listen, 903.
Oh, good gracious, now, hold on. A man like me don't normally sit around with a pen. I normally get texts on them.
Well, that's good.
I'll text it over to you.
Text it over to me, Chris.
I'll text it over to you.
Yeah,
right.
Just hit me up. We'll talk.
Yeah, because, see, I really want to, and don't confuse these words, it's race talk. Now, I really want to, bury or murder Dream Team in Valdosta. I want to do that in Georgia because I buried them there last time, so I might as well do it again. I don't want their family to have to travel that far to them.
You say you don't want to travel that far?
Yeah, because, hey, man, I can't have the headlights on for that long.
Well, I know it'll be a good week.
We got Pecker Box in the morning. Let me open up these lines, see if I can find them. 8269. Your line is open.
Yeah, it is me, Batch. I want to know who is that said something about the Louisiana bike.
Oh, I think everybody said something about that.
Because we're not worried about you. I'm trying to see, that was Killzone. I'm trying to see what he want to do on May 4th at Hub City with some Louisiana bikes that we're bringing out there.
May 4th?
What now? What'd you say?
I said, I'm trying to see who that was said something about Louisiana bikes. If they want to line something up for May 4th at Hub City with some Louisiana bikes. We coming cocked and loaded with a strong sample bike from Louisiana.
Man, look here. Yeah, man, y'all come out, y'all talking all that, man. Ain't nobody coming to the Hub City. Y'all come up this way.
Man, fuck all that. Yeah, look, you don't have to come to Hub City, but people come to Hub City. But regardless of where the race takes place, y'all talking about Louisiana bikes. We got bikes that won't run. We want to see what y'all going to do.
Man, y'all just talking, man, while we racing, cuz.
You racing, but you can show up to the Hub this week and race the Dream Team for a lopsided race they was giving.
Let me tell you something. Like, I got a video of my foot when I test my bike Friday, and shit ain't go well. So I ain't no way in hell. I mean, if I would have came, I don't think the goddamn race would have went down anyway, the way shit went there.
Wow. That's straight up, you know, that's straight up. Because if I took these off the truck and he's spinning like that, I wouldn't even race on Saturday. So, Killzone, you did it right,
brother. Let me open up the line here. We got Tracker Box. Your line is open, man.
This is Guy Juice. You hear me?
Cut you what's going on. Yeah.
Cuz, what your punk ass want to do with you talking all this noise about the Dream Team? We got three bikes, you got two. Let's rock
man,
up six races.
Y'all had three bikes the past weekend. What?
It don't matter. Where was you at? Nowhere. That's what I thought. What you want to do about
that? Hold on. Let me correct you. We was in Valdosta testing the
doing nothing.
That's going to drag y'all again.
Well, let's lock it in. Six races. You got two bikes, we got three.
Talk about lock it in.
That's what I thought.
Hey, you keep talking about lock it in. June 1st, we're going to have a grudge race.
What you want to
do? Talking about lock it in. Man, you're going to be going to kill yourself giving that money away.
What you want to do?
I just told
you.
You
ain't
going to
break it.
You're
a little ass pot. You ain't going to break it.
You right. Hey, a little ass up to a lot.
Well, what you going to do? What bike you want for what bike?
I already told
you,
man. Sneakers are going to take on y'all.
You want cocaine, you want Kingpin, or you want Metal Militia? Because it's going to be ready, too.
Which one oil down the track?
Oh, good for you. You're going to wreck anyways. You don't need no oil.
No, which one oil down the track? You asked me, come answer.
Metal Militia, and it'll be ready. You want that
okay.
one?
Okay. It don't matter. I get cocaine.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, I'll lock it in with your Metal Militia. Cocaine,
green,
you got to do that.
Whatever, coach. I'm going to tell you, if I see any oil on the track, I'm coming to see you.
Hey, didn't you oil down the track when you took your master ink off and broke your cases?
Man, I oiled down the track every time.
That's what I thought, that greasy ass dread you got.
But you know what? I got y'all money last, though.
Wow. $1,600. Wow.
What you talking about, $1,600?
Yeah, your broke ass was screaming for 10 stacks and going high for 32.
Yeah,
don't
man,
even start
I
with no
see,
money.
I seen that bad joke. I put more money
in that, my body, than what you bet in a day.
Yeah, I seen that badge in your pocket. I wasn't going to pull out that kind of money.
What you going to do? You going to lock it up or what? You just going to run your trap hole.
What? How we going to lock it in? With Chris?
Yeah, that's fine. Cocaine?
Cocaine quarter mile, baby. June 1st. You either get Caesar or you get the prime down season.
No, I want the same fucking race. We're one for one. We're going to finish that. And then we can race your pro mod or whatever. I ain't scared of the pro mod, but we're going to finish this out.
Chris, hey, Kilo, y'all hear him? He's scared of me.
I ain't that, motherfucker.
Hey, your boy scared of me. ATP Beast, they scared a little old country backyard.
I just said bet.
So
we locked up?
I mean, look, it ain't official. Call. Y'all backed that on me 2 years
that's
ago.
That's fine. Hey, I tell you what, that's cool. You bring your little jewel, and I'm going to bring mine. How about that?
Okay,
let me
just
show you what I can get my motherfucking hands on.
No, look. Did you take a L?
No, now whose motherfucking toes is curling up?
Did you take a L?
Shut your black ass up.
Wait, hold on now. Hold on.
No, motherfucker. You
wait,
don't
hold
play
on,
these
on.
Goddamn games.
Hold on.
I ain't playing
on,
these motherfucking games with
wait,
you.
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you something, bro. Hold on, let me tell you something, bro.
No, Chris.
Hold on. You ain't going to fucking... No, it ain't fine. It ain't fine because I've been holding my tongue with a lot of y'all on here.
Well, fine. That's fine because you don't know 95% of my friends are black.
Hey,
I'll say what
on,
the fuck
on.
I want
to
say.
Wait, hold on. Before you put color in this thing, bro, you need to watch who you're talking to.
Well, you need to watch what the fuck you type online
talking about that.
You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Wait, hold on.
You be
hold
hitting
on.
Around
me,
with that shit.
Hold on. Ain't no hitting around. You know what, Chris? Go ahead and continue.
Well, I tell you what, after we race, how about we just find out who's motherfucking bad? Let me beat your ass for whatever you want to bet.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
You fucking
you're right.
Trick. I'm going to turn
yeah,
you into
right.
my motherfucking prison
right.
pump.
You're right.
Just like I had at West High. You're going to be just
you're
like
right.
the one at West High I had.
You're right.
I'm trying
wait,
to lock
hold
it
on.
In. It's up
hold
to
on.
Him.
No, hold on. Look here, bro. I never race you again. The next time,
I don't care.
You better have your fist up.
That's fine, because I want to smoke your ass.
What?
You heard what the fuck I said? I'm going to smoke you like a goddamn Marlboro.
All right, guys, well, we don't have to take a time out here, man. Which is, y'all hold on for one second. We're going to open up these lines up. 9164, man, your line is open. 9164, your line is open.
Mike 44, huh?
All right, 0143, your line is open. All right, 1451, your line is open.
Hello?
Yeah, you're online.
Hello?
Yeah, you're online.
Hello?
Yeah, your line is open.
Is Kenwan there?
3365, your line is open.
What's happening, Crew?
What's going on, man?
Oh,
no,
custom. Hey,
FLA
got you back.
We're going to open up the lines back here for a minute. Just letting them cool off for 1 second.
True. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We've got another one here. 0651, and your line is open. 0651, your line is open. 9164. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, this Hard Rock, man. Jerry still on?
Yeah, we got him on here. I'm going to open up the line back here. I'm going to give him a second box time to cool down for a second, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and tell him, man, hey, check this right here. Just don't race that dude, man. Just leave that little bit that long. Don't lock up no money with him. And just leave that little bit that long, man. So some things, and I ain't taking no sides for my homeboy or nothing, but some things you just don't say. And that go for Jerry, too. You know, I mean.
Right,
he didn't say some things that I didn't like, and that's my homeboy, and we talked about that. But right. And I don't even really know the other dude or whatnot.
Right.
But I think the best thing to do, Chris, and just leave that alone, because when you get to saying things like smoke somebody, and so a lot of people take that a different way, you know.
Right.
And it's all about racing, man, with me and my folks, and them type of words there, man, can really turn into something else. So, Jared, I just want you to know, man, this Hard Rock, man, give me a call, man. And just don't never lock no money in with them folks, man. Leave that a little bit long. And y'all just continue doing what you're doing. That's what I wanted to call in today, man.
I know it's wrong with a little noise talking, but I just know about this kind of season, man. It just race. And, you know, have it up there in the water box, man. But I know this is all in part of Grudge Race, whatever, but again, you know, you do have a point. So, I mean, and it'll be up to them as far as what, you know, the outcome and how the race will be. Now, we're going to, since no one else is in queue to call, we're going to open up the tracker box line here again, and we'll open up the custom cut line again. So I hope to, you know, kind of tone it down this time when you come back on. So we're going to go on and open up the tracker box and the custom cut line. Let's see. Tracker box. You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Let me get Cousin Cut back on. Cousin Cut, you back on, man?
Man, look, I'm gonna tell you, Chris. This will be the last time I come on here. Well, good. I mean, you know, because I'm not gonna sit here and get muted when I ain't saying nothing wrong. But I get muted.
No.
Well, if you're going to mute one, you're going to mute the other one. I mean, that's just only a family to mute both parties.
I sit here, every time I come on this radio, I get threatened. But I didn't.
You threatened me. You threatened me first.
I threatened you.
What did you say? Even said anything about smoking your trick ass, you was talking about a fucking pistol. Now, did you not?
A pistol?
Did you not say, did that not come out of your mouth?
A pistol? Who is talking about a pistol?
Look, just forget it. It's all done. Just forget it. Do you want to race, yes or no?
Man, I ain't racing, y'all. Hey, go ahead. You know what?
Hey, Jared.
This
Hard Rock, man. Leave that long. Ain't no sense in these talking about it no more. Just leave that long.
It's done.
Just leave it. Okay. Just leave that long, Derek. Hey, y'all go
okay,
on.
Now,
up, man.
Derek, do you want to race, yes or no?
The man said leave that alone.
Hey, man, he ain't going to race you, man. He ain't going to race you.
That's fine.
That's
get
it.
His funky ass off of here.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, we've got a couple of calls. We're going to open up the line here. 8144, your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, nothing.
What's going on with you? What's up?
Whose phone is that going bad?
Let's see if we can find the problem here. Okay.
How the song
right.
Sound like shit.
Yeah. You can carry it on now. I think we found the problem.
You got it?
Yeah, we got it.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Man, I can't call it, man.
My little nephew just called me and told me, old boy, and brought my name up, huh? And talking about we yeah, always well, had problems. The only reason why we had problems because the old boy who the bike for, he wanted to make sure he can go out there and throw down something real nasty and ugly, even though we made that one shakedown. And like I said, you saw it. You saw what he did the first two hits. You know what I'm saying? Too bad. They should have been there to make sure they could have got their ass on the other side so they would have saw what they did. But since they want to call it out, that race in Dallas, what that date is?
The 27th.
The 27th or what?
July.
27th of July, I'll be in Dallas wanting to run one of them boys. Which one is Killzone? And Custom Cut. Both y'all get your ass on out there.
Shit, I know I'm not coming.
You ain't coming.
I'm going to be out there, Mike, so.
Hell no, I'm just going to come all the way to goddamn Dallas for the race. Hell no, I ain't coming.
Oh, Bonte, say, somebody, we'll pitch in on some fuel for you. And Custom Cut, you said you was going to give me 2-1 bet. Whatever I come up with, you got to double it. You call a bet. You said a couple of weeks ago, Chris heard you when you said it. You're going to give me 2-1. Whatever I come up with, you got to come up with double.
I think double could have gone, man, off the phone tonight. But yeah,
I ain't calling in the fuss, Chris. I'm just letting them know. Whatever I bet, Custom Cut got to give me 2-1. And I kind of heard old boy with Killzone. He said he wanted to do something. We could do something with him. So I just called in to say that I'm going to go ahead and get off the line because I ain't got time to be, you know, fussing and stuff.
I did what I did last week with the shakedown. I didn't say I wanted to do that with y'all. I said y'all always got there having problems with the track, and y'all had problems when I was there. We wouldn't have problems, but the dude who the bike for, he wanted to draw his other trick on there just to see how fast the track, see how fast the bike go. I kept telling the bike wasn't gonna be able to hold it because he couldn't even hold the one.
But, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't did what it did, but guess what? That just let us know what we had to do. But, I mean, whatever y'all boys want to do, Angola ready. No need of me talking about racing y'all,
because shit, y'all ain't going to put no ride on there my way.
What you mean? Ain't nobody going to put no ride on your way. What you think I weigh?
What you weigh?
I'm 180 pounds without my leather, butt-ass naked. I'm 180 pounds, butt-ass naked.
Well, we probably do something then.
I know. Ain't nobody out there really heavier than me besides them big fat boys. I'm out there dealing with little old 140, 120 guys, 115. I'm 180 pounds, butt-ass naked. With my equipment is, I'm 212. With my stuff on, I'm 212.
What y'all dealing with? Y'all ain't racing nobody all year. What you talking about? Who y'all race?
Oh, I'm just telling you my way, but me and you can race. We ain't got to argue about it. And then we got another one coming out. I'm just going back to what you said, though. You said you dealing with one little
120, 130, 140, but you going back to my song. We got to race.
Yeah,
who you racing?
We were finna run Super Bowl them the other night. They said their bike wasn't running. But old boy who the bike for, he said he wanted to draw his other gun on him just to see. I kept telling him, no, don't do it because I don't want to do that. But he wanted to draw his other gun. But, that little old dude ain't but like 115, 120 tops, 130 tops. You know what I'm saying? But me and you can dance. I kind of heard you say some stuff last week. Me and you can dance. I know you're a big boy like me. Me and you can dance.
Yeah, man, I'm taking my bike back. You coming down on 27? I ain't coming all the way down there.
Oh, because I was going to skip my NHRA race just to do this. I got a statement to make
all goddamn year from Twiz on up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to run across you somewhere. We're going to get together. Wherever we meet up, me and you going to dance.
I promise we're going to goddamn meet up this year.
I promise you that. I swear on my kids, man, you're going to dance.
You goddamn sure can, and you're going to be my motherfucking
okay, I just wanted to make sure. So, me and you ain't got nothing else to say. Me and you can do, when we see each other at the race, we're going to, me and you going to dance. That's a bet, right?
Yeah, that's a bet. We goddamn sure
okay.
can.
Okay. Yes, sir. Now, getting back to Custom Cut. Me and you cool kids on. We got our dance on. Custom Cut, you got 2-1 bet you told me on the radio a couple weeks ago. What's up?
I think he gone, but
why he always leave when I come on?
Nah, he didn't leave because goddamn.
Ain't no carving nothing, dog. He the one who said, and you can ask Chris the host. He said, whenever we bring that Angola bike out, we got 2-1 bet.
Yeah,
so
I
just
want
to make sure he come down on 27. You heard him right.
I heard
and the man, now own up
to it. He didn't leave because you came on. He left because some other shit.
Okay. Well, you was on there when he came on there and said we got 2-1 bet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that the world know that he said whatever we come up with, he got 2-1. I ain't gonna try to break the house. I ain't gonna try to break the house because I know they got people listening. You understand what I'm saying? But whatever I come up with, he got to double it. And at least gonna be at least $2. At least $2.
Yeah.
At least that. So that means he got to make it look like $4. So I ain't trying to break the bank. That's just what I'm gonna bring out my own pocket. I don't know what old boy who own the bike gonna come up with. That's what I'm coming up with out my own pocket. So, but me and you gotta dance. Me and you cool. We ain't got no problem. Me and you gonna dance. But that other one. Oh yeah. But yeah. But anything that's successful, you're gonna have problems. Like, so you just didn't put your bike together and you just go down the racetrack.
Say what now?
I know you just didn't put your bike together and go down the racetrack and ain't had no problem.
Yeah, he crazy. Hey, I got written out after today. I got goddamn 28 pads on my goddamn bike with no tune. Ain't no tune. Look at that motherfucker since I bought it from the bottom.
So your very first pass down the racetrack, you went all the way down the racetrack and did what you wanted to do.
Say what now?
Your very first pass on your bike, when you put it together, you went down the racetrack and did what you wanted to do.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, dog.
I ain't trying to argue with you. Every piece of equipment you put together is not going to never work right on the first hit.
But guess what?
I want the world to know. We got another DCI come out. You know, Angola is the Louisiana State Penitentiary, but then we got another one we're going to call a DCI. She fresh.
Y'all ain't ran nobody, though. Y'all ain't ran nobody all year.
Well, as soon as we see you, we gonna run you.
Y'all all the way down there, man. I'm sure you're plenty goddamn bikes down there, y'all.
Trust me, we gonna make our way to Carolina, wherever you from. You kind of sound like Johnny Locker. You ain't kin to Johnny, huh?
Oh, man, he's doing shit. I'm talking about goddamn. Why the hell y'all ain't racing nobody all year?
You don't want to go 0-1 against me anyway.
You better race somebody else and try to goddamn win before you goddamn come to me.
Listen, I like to jump out there in the middle of the ocean with the sharks so I can stab me one of them motherfuckers in their stomach with this knife.
Yeah.
So I can drown that motherfucker and cut his ass up for some shark meat.
And that's fine. I got now. You say you like the goddamn jump out there with the shop and shit, but I ain't out there. I'm on the goddamn highway, no you to come back.
I've been doing this too long for somebody to tell me what I shouldn't jump out there and do. I'm jumping out there. I want somebody to come out there and drown me when I go out there. I want somebody to jump on my back and see how long I can swim out there in that water with you on my back.
Nah, I ain't gonna goddamn jump out there with
you. So you mess around, you get out there in that water with me, I'm gonna flip your ass off and drown you.
Nah, it's gonna be hard to drown kids on, cause you know I'm gonna come up goddamn fighting always.
You gonna come up, but as soon as I drown your kids on, then it ain't gonna be no more kids on.
I'm already dead. Shit, you know my last night afterlife.
You
so
right. You just said you already dead. So when you come out there messing with me, already dead. So
yeah,
all you got it in your mind.
I'm living in the dead.
Chris,
you know my last
I hope
night.
I have a good night. I'm gone. I ain't got time for it. I already told him if he gonna be down 27, he got a race. And Custom Cut gonna have to double my money. So I'm gonna see y'all fellas on another flip side. I got something else I'm finna go do. I'm finna go shoot me some pool for some money. Yeah. Any y'all boy wanna gamble with this pool when I see y'all?
No, Custom Cut.
Any kind of money we gonna do on this thing. Hope y'all have a nice night. Good night.
Oh, man. I know he's still all about June 27th, but what the hell he going to do between now and June 27th? Just sit there and wait for the event? I guess.
No, don't be surprised. They probably going to pop up on you, a few people around through here. Don't think they're going to just sit around and wait till July the race.
I mean, June, July, whenever that event is, but hell, like I told y'all, I ain't ran shit all year.
Yeah.
They got plenty of races coming up. You got Made It Fourth. I think you got a race down at Hussey. You got that race down at State Capitol again. Made It 20. Let me see, what is it? Made It 25th. So there's plenty of races that can take, you know. So. All right, hold on. We got another caller here. I think this Soup on 6452. Your line is open, man.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Man, y'all boys wild tonight, ain't you?
Yeah, it look like they kind of wild, man.
Probably wants to talk when Mike was on, but he had to wait till the line's open.
Yeah, that's what's up. Ain't nobody ran because it's still early in the year, ain't it?
Man, I ran. I got four races, man. Finished trying to get the paper set.
Running
nobody
racing.
I don't know what goddamn racing, man. Y'all keep saying goddamn ain't nobody racing because it's early in the year.
Hold on, Pimpton. I'm going to let you talk.
You've been running street bikes with your flat slick. That ain't running. No, man, you're talking about running heads up. You act like I'm running heads up. Handicap race. What happened to two people agreeing on the race and goddamn race?
I mean, it's a race.
Okay.
It's a race.
I guess goddamn J1000 with that damn 110 dude with Jitsu, whatever his name is, goddamn, that's a handicap race too, right?
Man, I don't even know anything about anything you done.
Yeah.
You are nobody just like we are. You are nobody just like we are.
And that's the thing, goddamn. I bet you keeping up with it, though. I bet you see it.
Keeping up with it, I can't even get on Psycho Bike. It's on every other page.
Yeah, I know. Shit, you just like I said,
you
see it.
Who y'all race so far this year? We waiting on you.
Oh man, so you mean to tell me, go to bike? Okay, let me finish.
You remember you made a post on that said Kill Zone was sitting on Kill? He didn't give a damn about anything. You was talking about Chun? You started bagging up off that real quick, didn't you?
Hold on. Can you repeat yourself now?
You made a post on Psycho Bike saying you was sitting Kill Zone sitting on Kill. It didn't matter. But then when he chimed in, you started bagging up.
Well, who chimed in?
You.
No, you gotta go back and read the statement now. I'm about to say anyone thousand. I'm about to say anyone thousand. No, you didn't say anyone thousand. I ain't finna be no fool to say goddamn anybody. Come on now, man. You didn't say anyone thousand. You did not say anyone thousand. No, I don't even talk like that. What thread was it? We can discuss that at another time. You said it. Man, we got time. What thread was it? We got time. Shit, I'm not talking like that. Kills on, you say so much shit you don't know what you said. You said it. But you can't win. I said it. Who is it? Kills on, I'm not looking at the post right now, buddy. You said it. I'm just telling you, you're wrong. I said anyone thousand. I posted that shit the other day.
I don't remember what thread, but I said anyone thousand. If you said anyone thousand, I stand corrected, but you did not say that. I did, man. Is it one of the twins? Goddamn, what you call them, man? Goddamn. Okay. But now, we in that time, y'all racing up. I gotta keep it y'all too. Oh no, we just nobody. We ain't ran nobody out here. Goddamn.
Y'all got that. All this for nothing. I said, what y'all doing waiting on events? I don't know. Who was that with all this for nothing? I can't. Can you repeat yourself one more time? I thought I heard somebody say all this for nothing, like they wanted to race. Oh, that was somebody said?
Yeah.
He probably somebody that ain't even got damn compete, probably ain't got no damn bike.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
So
goddamn. So we in this event y'all going to?
Man, I told you what we were going to be. We can be in Hattiesburg May 4th. May 11th, we can be in Texas somewhere. It just don't matter.
Keep saying that.
Huh?
My bike's still out. If my bike's still out, I'm probably gonna if I don't fuck that motherfucker up this weekend, I'm probably gonna go to grip that little test shit grip that whatever day it is, sometime in winter, I think I'm gonna goddamn run your jungle. Yeah, I'm gonna rerun jungle racing back.
Okay.
I gotta get my chest set up for my weight, so I don't know how long that shit gonna take or whatever.
Okay. What's up?
Hey, how much do what do you say you have on a ride of my weight? What's his weight?
About 225 suited.
You better tell him to wait before he got there and run me then. I'm gonna fuck a lot of y'all up this year, man.
All you gotta do is tell us when and where.
Shit, like I said, I'm gonna be in goddamn. And shit, if I don't fuck my bike up at this event Saturday, I'm gonna try to make group a little test session thing. That goddamn, I gotta go to that track because I had went there last year. That bitch looked so fucking good. That's why I wanna go back there.
Yeah, we was talking about meeting up halfway, right?
Say what now?
I said we was talking about meeting up halfway, right?
I mean, what halfway? I mean, what track?
Yeah, I'm 5 hours away from Baton Rouge.
Oh.
I figured you about 7 hours.
Yeah, I'm about 7 hours away from Baton Rouge. What you mean? I mean, where you from?
I'm in a little country town in Arkansas.
Oh. Well, I don't know, man, because, I mean, it's some tracks that, I mean, tracks that I hear that, you know, I ain't been doing shit. Those tracks I'm not going to. But, like
yeah,
I say,
about,
as of now.
What about Valdosta?
I'm going to try to, if I have my bike, goddamn, I'm going to try to make it Valdosta, too. Like I said, I got to get my shit set up for me, because my shit set up for a small job.
We'll work something out then.
Yeah, we will.
Took it on the line.
I got it. Who's that?
It's Took it on the line.
He's probably gonna be on here.
Who that?
I don't think he ever talked though.
Oh, okay.
Tookie was on. He should be on. I think he said he had something to do, but he was gonna come in sooner or later.
What you talking about, Soup Bone?
Who is this?
That's Tookie there.
Who?
That's Tookie.
You said Tookie?
That is Tookie.
What's going on, Big Chum?
You still running from me? That would it look like that or this?
Now wait a minute, big dog.
it wasn't but one
or two races got down the track and they skated, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Stu Bone.
Yes, sir.
Y'all say y'all going down at a Big J event?
Yeah, we plan on being there.
Man, please race some goddamn bike. Y'all ain't did shit all year.
I think it's still early in the year, though, and a lot of folks still trying to get their bikes dialed in. I think I heard you say...
It ain't even possible, man. It's just hell no.
What now?
People still trying to get their bike dialed in. Man,
you don't know when people bikes came out, do you? You may know
man,
something I don't
on,
know.
Man. Well, damn people have been saying... Listen, people been saying they've been testing goddamn for 3 months now.
I don't know about that. First spot we went was Big J's event.
Well, shit, yeah. Well, my shit. I mean, I don't know, man.
I can't speak bad about him.
I guess he just, you know, I guess I'm just real anxious and stuff, some shit.
I mean, you know, each his own.
Big J event was our first time coming out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which bike was yours? I mean, I didn't even notice y'all.
Oh no.
We ain't making one hit.
And y'all ain't come to raise any. Y'all just come to drink beer and barbecue.
I don't drink, but I do eat barbecue.
So that's why y'all came to barbecue.
Okay. I guess you're not hearing what I said, did you?
Say what now?
I said you didn't hear what I said, did you?
What?
That was our first time coming out. We made one hit.
Y'all must ain't got no local track.
What now?
Y'all must have a local track.
I'm 2 hours away from every track I go to.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's sort of irrelevant, though. Whenever we meet up, we can do it.
Shit, we got them some cans. I promise you this. My chassis got them set up for me. By then, cause hell, you probably ain't gonna goddamn race shit till it get cold.
You just wait to find out to lock in, ain't it?
Shit, you can count that, man. You already know I don't goddamn lock in till I get to the goddamn track.
Man, well, it ain't gonna be cold if you lock in now.
No, hell no. I'm gonna continue to do my other races and get my, hope I make it through goddamn speed without blowing up.
Alright,
Try to make it to grip, test session, whatever he got up there. And I'm going to get my chassis set up for me and shit. So, I mean, that's about it. That's all I got planned for now.
That's cool.
Hey, Killzone.
Man, you must be on speakerphone, man. I can barely hear you.
Hey, I see your ass Saturday, though.
I can't hear you, man. You on speakerphone, cuz. I'm on the phone.
Hey, you know what? Say with how you can't hear me. You ain't going to be able to see me. I see your ass Saturday.
Who is
Who the hell you think you're talking to?
Man, I don't even know. Don't care, really.
Okay, well, exactly. You ain't going to know who run across your ass Saturday, neither.
Hey, oh, this is one of the Predator bike.
Oh, okay. Now you know.
Man, shit, you know what we gonna do, man. You know what we gonna do? We gonna goddamn lock in.
Yeah,
we gonna lock in when
gonna...
I get to the track.
Yeah. All right. We gonna lock in as soon as I get to the track.
Let's lock in when we get to the track then.
All right, we'll see Saturday, though, man. We'll be the Saturday.
No, let's get the facts now. So it'd be let's lock in when we get to the track. We ain't gotta lock in about. What, my gas money, probably about $350, $300.
We'll see you at the track, sir.
So yeah, your ass ain't going to race. You ain't going to race.
Hey, you look for me long enough. I'm looking for you now.
Huh?
I said, you look for me long enough. I'm looking for you now.
Man, you don't even want to lock in, man. Let's lock in. $300.
I don't lock in. Hey, like that man said, I don't lock in until I get to the track.
Yeah, I'm saying, not now. I'm saying let's lock in when we get to the track.
So he just said, well, let's lock in. I'm about to say, oh,
say what now?
Killzone is like the new fucking cut, huh?
I can't hear. Hey, what you just say, whoever said that? Friend of the bike.
Yeah.
What's your name, man?
Santos.
Look, you saying we're gonna lock in as soon as we get to the track?
Yeah, we'll do something, man.
All right, that's what's up right there.
Guarantee is going down.
Yeah. So I need to be looking for my next race now, then, since I got you out of the way.
Sounds good, but yeah, that's what you got to do, then.
Oh. J1000. Is J1000 on here? Because people been goddamn calling me to my J1000, talking about something he want to run back in. Some shit, he started spinning or I don't know what the hell going on. Tell him goddamn, let's run that race back then. He on here. I know he on here listening. Tell him let's run that race back. Tell him he can beat my second race.
Hey, he said you got to give him some.
Man, I get him back. Look here. I get Jay 1000 the back top of that little dude running that bike, man. Y'all saw how little that goddamn dude is, man. Shit. He just can't cut no goddamn light.
Hey, now, what? Let me ask you this. Since my shit's slow, can I get some?
Say what?
I said, since my shit's so slow, can I get some?
Who was talking to?
Oh, shit.
It's a friend of
mine. Yeah, this friend of mine again. Can I get some?
Man,
so
man, you talking about give you something in that little ass dude I saw on that goddamn bike, man? You crazy.
Oh, I just, you know, since I got that turtle, you in a given mood.
That dude I saw on your goddamn bike, man. I don't know who the hell it was, but he lit hell, man. But the bike ain't doing shit, though. So that shit don't matter.
Hey, I tell you what, man. Hey. You need a quick graduation. You need to become a full-time comedian, man, because that's all you is, man.
Man, you can't say that. Now, you can't say that's all I am now. If I done raised more than everybody in the grudge game this year, you can't say that's all I am now.
Hey, but like Chris said, man, like everybody know, hell, the race just started, buddy.
Well, if racing just started, I'm probably going to have about 40 goddamn races at the end of the year then.
Hey, you can do that with that slow ass stock bike you got. You can do that with that bullshit you got.
Man, you crazy, man. Look here, man. I promise you, man. You ain't going to know what hit you, man. Because I was mad as fuck, man, when I ran that J1000 bike. So when I looked at the ticket, I was like, the bike was off like a motherfucker. The bike was off like a motherfucker. But you just got damn weight. I'm going to make sure that motherfucker be on point when I run you. I'm gonna beat you so goddamn far. You know how the camera just zoom out. They still ain't gonna be able to see you.
Damn. Well, you talking about putting some gap on my ass hands.
Yeah, and then the thing about me, goddamn, when I be talking shit, I bag it up. The only way I don't win this race, man, is something happens to my bike.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Huh?
Yeah,
we got one more line here. We're going to open up. We just got an hold on for a while. 4388. Your line is open. 4388. Your line is open. Might have both been just listening. Okay. 0651. Your line is open. 0651. Your line is open.
Hey, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on tonight on here? I'm gonna miss about half of the show.
Oh, okay. Now I'm just having some words exchanged earlier part of the day, and a couple of people looking for some races to lock in.
Who's talking?
Well, we got kills on. We got, it depends on what area you're in.
Kills on, you ain't got nothing set up?
Say what now?
You ain't got nothing set up?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck Predator up. Say it.
Oh, Predator.
Yeah.
What's Santos now?
Yeah, he in here.
Yeah. Yeah, we down there, last week. I seen that Predator bike. I mean, it didn't catch me in twigs, but down there in Valdosta, it did.
All nitrous bike that went down that track, then went down that track.
Yeah. Hey, kills on that. That was pretty impressive, man. I seen it myself.
Say what now?
That bike, it was moving pretty good.
Man, I don't care.
Hey,
don't tell them nothing, man. I like them all-headed jokers, man.
Shit, my bike moves pretty good,
though.
Too.
Pretty
regular. Everybody fan by themselves.
Okay. Good. We'll learn Saturday, though.
Shit, I'm just telling the truth, man. Everybody else fan by themselves. I know I'm inexperienced in a motherfucker, but shit. I bet I'm going to win no race and I lose, is you?
Where y'all running at?
In Tweed.
Oh, Tweed.
If you don't bag out.
Man, you crazy, man.
Say what?
You might as well go and pick you a gravestone, man. Because I'm going to put your ass in it.
Man, you ain't going to do me. I'm going to be so goddamn bad, man. You gonna goddamn, you gonna pull that bike back around to your trail and goddamn take the motor, Lou. Act like something wrong with it.
Hey, hey, it's kind of solid. That's what you normally do, huh?
Hell no, I ain't did shit to my bike. My bike went, my bike got 28 pads with no fucking tuner. I don't know what's going on with the bike. That, I'm ready that month. Hey,
make sure that you don't go nowhere for this week, because I want to hear you say, oh, my bike tore up, I was tested.
No, I mean, it's going to be, if I make a clean pass, man, I mean, you lost the race regardless if I make a clean pass, but hey, if it fuck up, I'm sure it'll be on video, but I ain't bagging out no race.
All right. Hey, I'm going to straight molest your ass, though. I tell you, I promise you, man.
Man, you ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you were doing that twig anyway.
Okay. Wait for your ass to stick your mile out.
Shit, man, you almost got beat by a street tire bike. I think you did.
Crazy. Oh, man, keep it real with yourself, man.
Man, I gotta go back and watch the video, man. I believe you did. Almost. I don't know if it's off or what.
Okay, yeah. You're not. You right. Don't go back and watch no video. You just show your ass up Saturday.
Oh, I'm coming. I thought
don't make me come find you.
So how much you ride away?
What? You weigh 200 pounds?
That man don't weigh no damn 200 pounds. Like he said, that dude got damn weigh about. The dude weigh about goddamn like about 120.
Is that little Eric that drops the bike?
Eric.
I'm talking about riding the Predator bike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That motherfucker about 130, ain't it?
Nah, that bike just moves so damn fast, it make it look like he likes.
Man, shit. That bike got damn, I'm telling you, man. You go back and watch the video yourself, then you're going to see what I'm talking about.
Man, you is crazy, man.
Your shit is slow, dog. All
right. All right. Hey, you got the perfect name, Killzone, because that's what you're going to be killed.
Shit. Well, we ain't got a couple more days left, though, for real.
Damn right. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and, wipe it down. I know you don't believe in cleaning yours, but I'm going to go ahead and clean mine. I like to whoop ass when I'm clean.
Yeah, and I like to whoop ass when I'm dirty.
Right, so we see so sad.
He ain't gonna do you no good.
Alright, we'll see. Off we go, man. Off we got another somebody call, man. We'll holler to y'all later.
All right. We got another call here. 2012. Your line is open. Let's see, we lost that caller.
Is J1000 on the line?
I don't see him tonight.
Yeah, I know a lot of people on here, so somebody get word to him, let know him. Tell him he's talking all that shit, somebody his bike was spinning and all that shit. Tell him he can get his rematch at Tweed.
I'm sure somebody related message, huh? I can't believe it. Finally, we've got another line here. 4388. Your line is open. 4388. Your line is open. Two ball. Two ball here. Kids on, you say you you got the transmission stuff straight?
Shit, man, really, man, back to the chain popped off on me, man, Friday night and shit. So, I had made a pass, goddamn, in Phoenix City Sunday, but goddamn, the night is goddamn, man, goddamn work, so I'm still coming through the goddamn Twitter. Got to do what it do.
Okay.
I say, because soon as I left, I got it on video, though, for a motherfucker who want to talk shit, like, post a video and all that shit, I got all the shit with it. When I left the line and shit, the goddamn chain popped off. So I had called it tonight. I didn't have another message. So I ended up goddamn putting one on there for Sunday. And went down there and shit, and it looked like it died. So I still ain't made a nitro pad, but, you know,
okay.
I'm coming to the kids, goddamn. Flying it. But I'm coming to the race.
All that, but I'm
looking
at the R Gemini. That's the ones I've been seeing on everybody liking, and I
know
what it was.
Yeah, got a conversation going on.
What?
I want to come back over there. I don't know. It just depends on what the guys want to do this weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there, man. I just hopefully the track will be the same.
As your event. You had your event up there. Yeah. I've been looking at them.
I've
been looking at them. I've been looking at them. I've been looking at them. I've
been looking at them. I've been looking at them. I've been looking at them. I've been looking at them. I've been looking at them. I've been looking at them. I've been looking at them. I've been looking at I still haven't had a chance to make a nice pad on the bike. But I'm racing, man. I'm just gonna go down the track, goddamn, make sure everything all right with the bike. Then you know, you like I told you before, like as I did at your event, my second pad on racing.
So,
that's all I got right now. Hopefully, some of them other guys that was goddamn asked for races last time at your, at the event you had at Twig, hopefully they'll do something. They were scared as shit, man. We got other guys with them flat stick 1000.
Man, I was at Hub City this weekend. I was shocked that, I'm not saying all the these guys was having problems, but man, I was, when everybody wanted to kind of make test pads, I'm like, man, I kind of see what's going on with this grud stuff, man. I don't know.
See, that's another thing, man. People keep saying that people still testing it. People still getting they get out of the shop and all that shit, man. People been testing, man. They're going to be the fourth or fifth event, and people still testing.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why they don't go to test and tune nights and test their bikes instead of waiting to event?
That's the thing. I know they do. I know they go to test and tune events. You see what I'm saying? Like I don't go to test and tune event no more. If it ain't a race at a test and tune event, I'm not there. I just had to test my bike this weekend because of what happened at my last race and shit, but I'm not testing the shit. People test all the time, man, these wherever they from and all that shit. Then they want to get to the track and test too. That shit, I just think the shit crazy, man.
When you come to an event, you're supposed to be ready.
Exactly. That's why the only thing I need is one pass, and the next pass is racing. That's going to be me at every event I go to this year, unless I blow that motherfucker up on the first pass.
Yeah, let me open up these lines. I have two lines here trying to get in. 4388. Your line is open.
And then another thing, I think they might be just scared to bet fucking money, because people just want to test and show off and all that shit. It might be a money thing. I don't know, man. It's different folks for different folks, though.
Yeah. And we got another call. Let me open up this line too. 8144. Your line is open. 8144, your line is open.
But don't realize you've been doing shit for years, dog.
Yeah, and like I told him, I said, look, I would never tell you nothing wrong.
Right.
Because me and you, like, boys, you let me write.
Let me, Mayo's trying again. Hold for one second. Let me see if I can patch Mayo in.
Who, Mayo?
Yeah.
The one we having on all that green.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We had another dude at the track this weekend had on a blue outfit, man. I was like, he was dress coordinator, man. I got to give him credit for that.
Hey, everybody started hooking yet?
Let me, hold on one second. All right, he should be calling in here. Man, but you are gonna mess around and let Mayo mess up and. When you get that combination, man, you're going to be in some trouble.
Man, Mayo been spinning since last year.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, but when he do hook up, man, it's going to be some trouble around time.
Man, I don't think he ever going to hook up. I'm just being real. Yeah. The man been spinning. That's how I first know of Mayo. From spinning it, I think, 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Gee, ain't that much
goddamn,
ain't that much spinning in the world.
Yeah, she wanna spin. Who is Tuna? Is he the Tuna?
Who
is Tuna?
Shit, it might be him here.
Yeah, You got to take something out of that clutch. You got to back that lockup
or whatever you got. You got to back it down.
I think if he put out that two-step,
man,
I think that would help him a lot. No, it's the clutch. It's locking up. Locking up
on. I know he should have got a lot of friends in the game and some people that got down help him out, but hell. Like I said, I ain't trying to talk about the guy. I don't even know him. I just know he's known from for spinning like, you know, about 3 events in a row and shit, so I mean I don't know hell. Maybe
I tell you what though, if he ever stopped that spinning though, man, it's
yeah, I don't know if they're gonna be possible here.
Is it a nitrous bike?
It's a nitrous bike.
And then, man, I see a lot of people, man. A lot of people want to try them goddamn cheap tires. I mean, I don't know what kind of tires, just from my experience and shit, man, where I've seen a lot of people try them cheap tires and shit, man. Y'all better get y'all maybe something, man. Spend that extra $50 whatever it costs.
Nah, they ain't no different.
It is. I tried one of them fucking reactors on my flat stick. I'll never put that motherfucker on there again.
Oh, you talking about Shinko?
Uh-huh.
Who make the reaction?
Shit, I don't know. I just wanted to try some. And, shit ain't go right. I mean, I was always running Mika Thompson, but I tried to react and shit. Because it was,
but he running in the street tie, though, ain't he?
No, I'm on flat. Who?
Yeah.
Him? Yeah, he on the street tie.
But
I'm saying, like, with my flat stick, I couldn't hook up, so I ended up putting a Mika Thompson on there, my old Mika Thompson back on there that day.
Yeah.
And the motherfucker did just fine, so I never changed.
Yeah, all right, I think I may have you have to get so many passes on them before they start, you know, before you get right. You know,
on what time?
All on, man, it's the same.
Yeah, shit, I got a brand new goddamn Mika Thompson on my bike now. Well, it's going to be on there tomorrow. And shit, I'm saying you goddamn racing that motherfucker sad. I'm not seeing the second two goddamn sad.
Make sure you do a good burnout.
Yeah, those don't have to do a good burnout. Because, like I say, that tie, my time was off and shit at back event in Swiss and shit. So, I mean, I didn't think that I knew it. But
Then the tire, I only had like five or six passes, but the number still was off. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but I'm just gonna try this. I got a new tire now, and I'm gonna see what that motherfucker can I make that bitch do what it do.
You said it's brand new?
Yeah, brand new mix.
Yeah, make sure you
leave me to make about two or three passes on it, on.
I mean,
no, that's what happened with
Eddie. I'm gonna make one pass, make sure everything all right, and the next pass I'm racing.
Okay.
Good. Make sure you do a good punt hot then.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna have to do.
Yes, we got my three callers on here. We're gonna go on and open up the lines on 0655. Your line is open. Your line is open. Right. Let me 6661. Your line is open. What's going on with you, Mayo?
Nothing much. I had a comment. I wanted to call in. I wanted to make something clear to everybody that's on the line and everybody that's listening. I'm gonna make this abundantly clear, y'all. A lot of them, Chris, they're changing the game. I don't think. If you don't have the heart to get on the side to piece and run me when I'm right, don't come ask me to run if I'm not getting down the track. People wait until you make a pass or two and they see you're not working, then they want to jump out the woodwork. But I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to set the tune this Friday and this Sunday, and everything right, I'll run anything out there. I'll pick races. Anything that's sitting like me, if you getting down the track good and you running your numbers, then it's beside me. But if you're not running your numbers and you're breaking loose, I don't want to run you because I'm not looking for a lucky win. I'm not looking for a lucky win. So I just want to say my piece. Anybody got a comment on that, they can rebuttal.
Well, Mayo, you know it's always going to be like that, man. When folks got down, thank you down and shit like that, man. That's always, man.
Man, look, let me tell you something. I call numerous persons. I say, look, man, how your bike doing? Oh, I'm having it on. I say, look, you holler at me when your bike is right, you're running the best numbers of your life, and then I'm going to get on beside you. If we both running good numbers, we're not breaking loose, that's when I want race. And I'm not picking my race. I just don't like the fact that people be trying to pick race. If you got a set of nuts, you know, it is.
Check this out, Mayo. What kind of tire you run, man?
I got that Power 1. I got the best tire in the market. The tire don't have nothing to do with the horsepower. It has everything to do with a bike breaking loose off the line. Most of the
you're right.
It's 100% straight right now. I have no more suspension problems. That goes out to everybody out there. Now, whether or not the track going to be there, that's another ball game.
But Mayo, don't you think you got the goddamn tune to the track, man? Well, this is my thing. You know, everybody's different. I've went to races and took power out my bike two races, and I have won that race, but I don't like doing that, and I don't think I'm gonna do that again.
So
you ain't gonna be
successful, man. Well, listen to me. The best I can do is either soften the shaft, go from 11 pounds to 8 pounds on my tire pressure, and I'll do little tricks like that to get the bike to hook.
But well, you're not 11 pounds?
That Power 1, you're gonna go to 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power 1, we're gonna go to 8 pounds, and we'll go to 8 pounds. And that Power 1 is gonna damn good. I'm not going
to
take nothing away from
that. You got to go to 8.
You got to go. Well, guess what? I was at 13, and I fucking 12 o'clock right out the gate. So I got the suspension set up where that motherfucker hooking, where I was adding air, and it's still hooking. So I mean, three clean passes with a bike hooking every pass off the gate. So now I'm just tuning a little something else, and then I'll be ready to dance again.
Yeah, but check this out, though, Mayo. But that track you was at,
might not be the same at another track.
Well, that's true too. And I'm not running a slick. It is what it is. I got a street car, so if my bike working, I'm gonna race. If it's not working, I'm not.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, you're right.
You know, I can't donate no money if the bike not you know, if it's not working. And I find that when the later it gets, the harder it is for my bike. I don't like racing.
Y'all run a lot of pressure on them goddamn tires.
Man, look, let me tell you something.
It depends on the track, man. That's all in tuning. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right. It depends on the track, though. Because I was at No Problem 2 sizes ago, and I went all the way up to 13 pounds. And to kill myself right out the gate. That's because it looked so hard at 12 o'clock right out the gate. And that's because of the air cap, my clutches, that's a whole nother ball game. But I think I got all that straight too. So what I'm saying is my suspension is working, and I didn't break loose 3 runs in a row. So I'm going to be ready to dance again. But I don't want to race nobody if they're not getting down the track. I don't want to race nobody if they're having problems with their bike. I don't want to race nobody if they're not running their numbers.
People are different. Folks do shit like that when they see you having problems and ask for a goddamn rate, man.
That's true. And you know what? I don't have the money to donate like that, you know. To me, every bike out there is fast. I ain't calling nobody bike slow. Nobody have room for error. That's how I feel.
Shit, you ain't telling the truth then. Because goddamn, if I see a bike, I think it's slow. I'm going to tell that ass.
I ain't gonna go there. To me, everybody, the fastest bike don't always win race.
Yeah, you right about that. Right. Like I lost against goddamn Jungle Head the other weekend. I'm gonna get this motherfucker, man.
Well, there you go. That's what you do. You see, let me tell you something. When you lose to a bike and you know it was because of problems you having, then you step right back up to the plate and say, look, let's do it again next time I see you. But some people, you know, they bow down and say, well, I can't fuck with that bike no more. And unless they want to spend more money.
Some people's pride be hurt, man. Some people, man, like, I mean, goddamn, I hate to bring it up, but, you know, hell, I don't give a damn. Like, this guy lost goddamn last year, man. Ain't nobody seen him, ain't nothing. Like, goddamn, man, it ain't never good, Rachel.
Right.
I can lose goddamn 10 races in a row. I'm still going to be talking shit.
Right. Well, it's all fun. At the end of the day, not too many of us do it for a living. They have some of us that do this for a living. But at the end of the day, I'm going to shake your hands before the race, win or lose. And I'm going to shake your hand after the race, win or lose. Now, all the talking is good and it's fun. Some people can't take it. Talk about the bike and about the race, but when you go to talking about personal stuff, some people just not about all that. Me, I'm about racing. Yeah. I like racing. I'm competitive.
Some people take that shit way too serious, man.
Yeah, they're getting their feelings too fast.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not all about that. It's about having fun, being competitive, seeing who got the fastest bike that day. Because every day you might not have the fastest bike.
You like when I lost in Jungle, boy, I went over there and told him goddamn good race, but I want a motherfucker back there. I'm going to get your ass.
And that's what you're supposed to tell him. You're supposed to have fun and say, look, when I get you, I'm going to take your head off next time, motherfucker. You know,
that's what I wanted to tell him. I think I just told him good race, though. But that's what I'm saying inside.
Right. But it depends on his personality, too. Now, if he's a guy
he cool. He talk a little shit, but he cool there, too.
Right. Well, then at the end of the day, man, let's all meet up at the track and dance. Now, I'm going to put it out there right now. A few people have asked me about an eighth of a mile race. And after I tune this weekend, if I like my eighth of a mile number and if that's the only way I'm going to get races, I may come in that water. Because I've been known to do some silly things like get on the side of 100-pound jockey. But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I'm competitive. And I know what I got. So I don't focus on the next man.
You're for those two.
Yeah, I'm from the old school. I don't focus on what the next man running, what his bike
right.
got.
Don't care how long it is or who heavy is or who what. Just ignore all this technical shit.
Right. The only thing that really backs me up a little bit is a flat slick versus a street job, because there's a higher percentage of that flat slick hooking, and there's a higher percentage of a street job with a lot of horsepower breaking loose. So I don't want to donate
right.
no money. That's the
right.
only thing. Other than that, I like to play.
It depends on the race, man. Like, goddamn, like when me and goddamn Tootie race, I gave him the back tie. You know, Tootie like 130 something. I think Tootie
right,
130
right.
something. Being I'm two, at the time I was goddamn 210 on the flat stick, and I think that was
right.
a foul. If he would have ran heads up, I don't think it wouldn't have been a foul race. But I gave him the back tie in the 8 mile track, so
right.
I think that was a foul race.
Right. Well, yeah, well, you know, everybody, that race is opinionated now. You know, it just depends on how you view that race. If you think that bike don't have enough to dance with your head up, then, hey, give them something. But I think you know, that's optional after the first race. If you got a grudge bike sitting just like the next man, I think the first race should be head up. If you're looking like him, sitting like him and everything. But then
that's always.
Right. But that's up to the two riders.
Check this out, though. Check this out. They could be sitting alike, you know, looking alike, but their guts might not be alike.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You can have a 1070 in a grudge chassis, and the next dude can have a 1143 in a grudge chassis. But they look alike.
I mean, everybody know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with, though.
It's just about things.
At the end of the day, once a race agreed upon, that's it. No matter what,
no matter what he got.
Well, that's how I feel.
Because that guy feels like he got enough to race.
Right. Well, that's how I see it. At the end of the day, if you sitting like a gangster, if you looking like a gangster, chopped up, no headlights, race fans, light wheels, oil pan, if you looking like a gangster, sooner or later you're going to have to get in a ring with a real gangster.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and it is what it is. Now you see you can't swim in that water, then you might as well go on bracket race.
It's not okay to just say, man, I ain't in your class.
But some people won't do that shit, man. Like, some people got down talk shit, man, instead of just telling the person their bike, you know, faster than theirs. Now, I don't mind telling a person goddamn they bike faster than mine. It is what it is, but people won't even say shit
right.
like that, man.
Right,
they
right.
Ain't like, goddamn, they gonna hurt them. They gonna hurt them to say, man, your shit faster than mine. Shit, like, goddamn. Like I was talking to the Predator guy tonight. You know, we supposed to race. I said, his shit slow. Goddamn shit, I mean it. You know, you say he gonna prove me wrong, goddamn. Say he gonna prove me wrong, Saturday, so.
And I like that. You threw it out there, your shit slow, and he said, okay, well, get on side, man, we're going to find out. And that's how it's supposed to go down. Now, that's going to be a
that's
bad
right.
good
that's
for
right.
race. That's
going to be a
that's
bad
right.
down
so, you know, and honestly, when y'all do race, I would love to see it, and I hope nobody really, and I hope nobody break loose.
All right. Oh, we going at a Saturday. Regardless.
Because
I mean,
that was the first thing I said when Tucker Box and Little Richard lined up on the line, man. I was like, man, I just hope it was a clean pass between both bikes. You know,
I know. That's what I love to see, man. I was on the internet last night till about 1:30 this morning looking at races and stuff like that. I love to see a clean race. Horsepower win that race, drag a person down the track. I don't like that wheeling and that power break loose, but it happened. And a win is a win, but don't go bragging to nobody, oh, man, I beat the shoes off this person and this person 12 o'clock mid-track. Come on, man.
But check this out. You race another man's team. It's a team effort.
Okay.
Tour, rider, you know, builder. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he spun and I beat him, that means my team was on their job.
I'm not disputing that at all. And I can respect that. And, hey, I take my hat off to you and your team. Y'all had your bike tuned in, and y'all was ready for that race that day. But I think it's important that everybody do a shakedown. A lot of people won't come off the trailer. Well, when you got real horsepower, sometimes you can't just come off the trailer because you're not at a track that you run at every day. Well,
right,
you can't
right,
just
right.
come off the trail. So you got, you know, it's all in the testing and tuning, but, you know, it is
yeah,
what it is.
And if you smart, I mean, you would come that Friday and test your bike. You
yeah,
know the race Saturday, and you know they got a test and tune Friday.
Some people work for a living and can't get away that Friday and show up for races that Saturday morning. Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
That's understandable. That's understandable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, you know, that's the game.
Who this is on the line, Chris? I didn't even ask them their names. I apologize. Who am I talking with?
You got Skills on, and you got another partner from Louisiana. That's why I'm here talking.
Who is it?
Florida.
From Florida? Who is it from
okay.
Florida? What kind of bike and who is he?
Huh?
What kind of bike you got? The guy from Florida.
The number's 1,000.
1,000 with street tires?
Yeah. Hand clutch.
What?
True hand clutch.
True hand clutch. Okay. Well, see, I got a slider, so it don't even make sense for me to talk about a race with you. But if you got the balls and you want to get on the side of a slider, then I'll entertain the race. Because I like racing. I'll race any bike out there against that bike I got. So hopefully I'll see them 1,000 at a track. In the near future.
Yes, sir.
Mate, you probably don't see mine somewhere. Well, if you see me, please don't hesitate to come and say, look, man, I hope that guy talking to you. You want to try the bikes today? Your bike running clean? If you see me anywhere, anybody out there could always ask me to race if I'm getting down the track. Yeah. You know, I mean, and you know, the thing about it is when a person knocking down the track, they're tuning on their bike and they're trying to get it right. So I'm not going to go to your trailer if you have issues. If I ask you to race and say, nah, I'm having a few issues, that's the end of it. I'm not going to hang around.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I'm a true racer. So when my bike not working right, I'm trying to get it right. I don't really have time to entertain other stuff, but you better believe if I get it right, anybody out there can get some of it. Anybody. And I stand by my word. And I want to take my hat off to Tackle Box and Lil Richard and C-Bus and them crew, because there's one thing about them, whether it's goddamn track racing or not, them son of a bitches be gambling. And they try to get down that track. And I respect
man,
that.
That was a gamble there. Man, that was
but,
a gamble.
Hey, Crystal, but why they wait so late?
Well, see,
I don't know, man.
I don't like. I hate that waiting.
Every track is going to be like that if you're going to wait that time of night to race.
Man, I think that shit crazy, man. Just like goddamn Panties, man. I want the first goddamn Bloodway. Fuck that shit. Then everybody else fell in line. Somebody got the goddamn card for real, man. All that shit, goddamn weight bait and all that shit, man. I'm telling you, when I got down after my blood race, goddamn shit. Really, everything else fell in goddamn line, really. Everybody got down.
During the daytime, around, I want to say around 3-something, maybe 4. I'm going to post a picture out there on Cycle Bike, Attacker Box, Street Cat Bike, all up in there. Huh?
Right. Chris, another thing I want to say to the guys that are talking and to everybody that's listening, to everybody that grudge race out there, and I'm serious when I say this. If I ask you guys to race
don't get upset with me because I'm asking you to race. If you're that person, you got that type of attitude where you're going to get upset because somebody asked you to race, you need to stay your ass home.
All right.
I kind of felt that at Massey event, man. A couple guys I had aspirations and shit. They ain't really want to goddamn talk.
Yeah, they get perturbed and all that.
But check this out, though, kids. On you, they probably ain't in your class, baby. And then
Killzone, guess what? If you ask me to race and I think I'm not in your class, you know what I'm gonna tell you? Man, look, dude, I can't handle you. I don't think I'm in your class.
That's what I'm. I ain't gonna get mad at you. Nah, see, the thing was,
right.
You know, I'm probably like 205 now suited and shit. And these guys right here probably like they were about 160, 170 and shit like that. You know, that's
right.
Why I'm asking them racing and shit. You know,
right.
I know.
Yeah, but Killzone, you can't look at just that. They probably ain't got the guts you got.
Killzone, where you from? Killzone, where you stay?
I'm from Alabama.
You from Alabama? You got a street tire?
Flat slick.
Flat slick. I tell you what. I need to meet you. And I hate to say I get up alongside you because then everybody in the country going to want to run me with a flashlight. But I sure like to run. How long your bike is, Killzone?
77.
God damn, 77. See, that's where you lost, man. out of respect. I'm going to tell you, and everybody can hear this, I can't 60 foot with you. And that's my only problem with you. You can't take a 69.5-inch bike and 60-foot with a 77-inch flat slick and expect to be there. Now, on the hill, I run you all day on the hill, but you're going to be so far out there, I might have too much catching up to do. So I can't give that much disadvantage. Now, we can work something out. We can work something out. I sit right alongside you, and you watch me move. If you're on your game, as soon as I move a hair, you'll be on your way too. If you're on your game,
that's what I was about to tell you, man. I'm not good enough rider. Cause I just really just started. I wasn't supposed to ride my bike this year. I had a ride and shit.
And you know what? Listen to this. There's two adults talking here. I respect that. I understand that. And guess what? I'll shake your hand. I don't have to race you. Whoever you race, good luck. I hope you win when you race. Cause that's the guy I am. I'm not going to get upset because you say, oh, no, I can't do that and this and that. But I don't know why people like that out there. Now, you 77 inches with a flat slick, you looking for a race, I might have a bike that'll run you. I'm going to just leave it at that.
I mean, like I say, man, at the rate I'm going out here, and I mean, far as, I know some people said earlier that a lot of people still testing and shit like that. I don't know why. But hell, I'm trying to do probably at least 20 grudge races, about 20 to 30 wreck grudge races this year and shit, man. So,
right.
I'm trying to knock down at least two or three sad to win or lose. I don't know the outcome here, but I'm racing. If I make it to the track, I'm racing regardless.
This Saturday, y'all racing?
Yeah, Twiz event. I think the guy named Young Blood's got events at Twiz and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
my daughter at the track meet this Saturday. I ain't going to be able to make this one shit.
It's depending on the track goddamn look good and all that shit. And if it is, goddamn racing.
Right.
And,
okay. Well, shit, that's good, man. I'm glad you bought racing, and I'm sure a few people going to sit on the side you. You know, that's looking like you. I hope some people might try you that's not looking like you. You know, I'm going to tell you
what Killzone problem. Killzone talks a lot of noise, and then people looking at it for the fact that this dude talking like this to me, if he beat me, then it's all over with because Killzone going to talk noise to him again. So it's more of a head thing, too.
But Chris, that's crazy because Muhammad Ali talks noise, and he knocked people out. He did what he did. But at the same time, ain't no guarantee
Killzone
gonna win.
Right.
No, it's not. But see, Killzone talk so much noise until they just like, man, I can't lose to the dude because if I do, he know they're gonna get on this radio thing. They're gonna bash him. He gonna talk noise on something.
Well, that's crazy because I don't care what noise a person talk. I know my bike, and I'm you know what I'm saying?
I got confidence in the beast. So what a person talks don't make no difference to me. I've gotten a ton of phone calls. Man, don't race that bike. Man, I'm saying that bike's too fast. Man, that guy way too little. Man, this, man, that. Well, guess what? I'm going to get on the siding. You put your money who you want to put your money on, because I'm not going to be upset with you, and we just going to see who's going to win the race. And
that's right.
I mean, if down, like I said, if I race somebody, man, they don't talk shit to me, man. I ain't going to talk shit. You know, like, at, like, say 1,000. I ain't say much, but he ain't really have shit to, you know, shit to say. So there wasn't no need to me goddamn talking shit to him. But I did get a phone call. He was saying that he got the spinning or he want to run a race back. Though I say shit, we can rerun it back fast.
Who did you race for 1,000? Who was it?
I ran J1000 with that guy, Ryan, that little guy, Ryan.
See, it was an all motor 1,000 running kills all night just 1,000.
Yeah, well, I mean, but guess what? That was a gamble he took. Y'all ran to a quarter mile or eighth of a mile.
No. Eighth? Eighth, me and Jixon. What's his name, Jixon? I mean, Steven.
Yeah, Steven Smith.
Jixon,
the guy
Jixon
that pilots the Anzai Detect bike.
Oh, not
Alan. No, the guy that pilots, no, not Alan. This guy, he rides the Anzai Detect bike.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you got away from me. Well, you know, congratulations. And if you want to try it again, hey, see me, anybody I'll race them over and over and over again. It's all having fun. You may win them all, you may lose them all, but you at least you're out there racing. It depends
on them. Like I said, I got word at the phone calls. Like, he was spinning, he want to rerun it. Like, if he do, we can. If he don't, that's fine too. I don't care.
See, I like that attitude. If you want to do it again, you all can. If you don't, it don't matter to you. You see that? I like that.
But I am gonna fuck that brother bike up fast.
Hey, there you go. Hey, do your thing. Do your thing. I'm gonna hear about it. Hopefully, somebody call me and plug me in. I'm gonna be at my daughter's track meet, and my cell phone will be with me. But I think Chris keep me posted. The race is coming up. I should be able to catch after this weekend. Hey, I got to catch a weekend for myself, so I got to catch some races. I'm going to test in 2 weeks.
You'll be in Hattiesburg on the 4th, won't you?
Yeah, I'm going to come from May 4th.
Yeah.
I plan on coming out there. I'm going to come out there, and I'll be dialed in and tuned in and everything. And hopefully I can dance with Big Ray, because I heard he said that he's calling all street cars by south. And you don't have to call them all out. You know that beast is always sitting waiting for anything he got. So, you know, I ain't calling you out, Big Ray. Me and you, we cool and everything. We go back and forth, whatever, and we continue the saga. You won't dance again. And that's any other question.
Look, I know there's a lot of people that are going to be at Twig Saturday. So who on here want to do a second race? I know people that haven't dialed, tuned in or whatever. I'm just asking who on here want to do a second race? Cause they're gonna be. I'm just trying to get. I like to get my race set up either on cycle bike or either on here. So when I get to the track, I already know what's what. Cause I think we got like
now,
7 minutes left.
Superbone might be out there with that black boots. I know he. Yeah, Sean talking about he always looking for a race now. Two phone
can bring his ass on. He'll be my second race if he comes.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. I sure, if he's not listening and nobody's listening, I sure try to give him a call because he always calling, talking about races. And I told him, you know, I'd probably try to dance with him again, you know, if the race is right. But I'm really not sitting like them. I'm really not in his class. I'm not 7-7. I don't have a flat flick. So, you know, out of respect, I'm not, you know.
Well,
guys, you all, hold on. We got one more caller here. We're going to try to open up this line. Let me see. 501. Let's see here. 5051. Your line is open. Let's see here. Let me see. We lost him. Let me see if I can make contact back with him.
I'm just not sitting like a gangster. I respect. I gotta tell y'all true gangsters right now. You've been flat flicked that long, but you know I got one in the near future coming.
But until it's here and until I can get a race with it, it don't even make sense for me to talk much about it. But I do have a flat
screen. You're right.
You know, I do have one coming.
See, that's the thing, too. Like what you just said, man. Like a lot of people be talking about racing and shit, man. They ain't even close. Why people do shit like that? I don't like talking about racism and shit like that.
I don't understand that. We got some people bikes not even built yet, and they talking about racism.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie now. I used to do that shit because I knew goddamn. I mean, my bike was promised to me at a certain amount of time. It didn't make it. It was promised to me again. Then it didn't make it, so I had to goddamn. I had to change shocks, and when I changed,
right.
when I changed shocks.
You only have one bike?
Yeah, yeah. Fast C 1000. I had to go to another shop, and when I went to another shop, they got there and
right.
showed me love. They did good, and that's the bike I got right now. So, you
there
know,
you go.
I'm satisfied
yeah.
in the motherfucker.
Yeah,
man.
Love with it all.
Yeah, man, it's just impossible for me. I mean, you know, for my for me to even go around the different tracks and different states and shit. That's riding that bike with no fucking tune. I'm a fool. I think I'm stupid for doing that shit.
Hey,
riding with no tune.
Hey,
cup.
I don't have no tuner with me.
The shop it came from, you straight. Say what now?
I say the shop that it came from, you straight.
Nah, see, you don't know the shop it came from. Everybody think they know, but it didn't come from. People think it came from different shops, really. But regardless of anything, I was looking at Eddie Kane and them at Banshee Vinny Tweed. Saw Eddie Kane go down there, man. Like he went down there so fucking hard. Like, the bike, he couldn't even hold the fucking bike, man. They next fucking pass, man, that bitch was so fucking clean, man, just because of that, they tuned him. And all that shit matters, man, when you have your tune at the track. I promise you, dude. And I'm looking like,
and
God damn, man.
And this out. And that's why a lot of them like to wait that after 8 o'clock to race because they don't have no tuner.
Well, guess
yeah,
what?
I mean,
I've never had a tuner at a track. I go all over just me, myself, and a couple of buddies and shit. I don't even pull data up on my bike. I don't do all that shit. I'm strictly old school horsepower. If my bike make it horsepower, let's race.
Yeah.
But
so,
it does matter to some people, and it may help you go a little faster. So
yeah,
that's real.
It's not about fast.
It's just getting down the track.
Yeah,
right.
My first time witnessing when Ryan Hayes and them was at Tweed. And what I saw, and I was like, I mean, I was impressed in the motherfucker. I, you know,
right,
for him to
right.
saw him jump on that goddamn laptop, and I think they second pass was so fucking clean. So I was like, damn,
right.
I wonder if I had me a tuner with
yeah.
me, goddamn, you know,
right.
that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
But like I say, goddamn, shit, I've been doing fine so far, goddamn. I got 28
right.
passes.
Yeah, you're 77 inches with a flat slick, a 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we may have a 1,000 to play with your 14 with a flat slick. But I can't talk for them right now. I'm not that guy because I haven't put my foot in my mouth in the past talking about other people's bikes. The only thing I can talk about is my bike, and out of respect, I'm going to tell you straight up, I can't sit on the side and not hate up. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm not in your class.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to throw some scenarios out there, get another rider on your bike, and we might play some kind of way to get a race going, you know, I'm willing to entertain that in the future. That's all I'm telling you.
I mean, we may do some, you know. You never know. Like
yeah.
I say, I'm out to this year. You know, goddamn, I'm going to try my best to goddamn get it in. So,
Hey, Chris, who was that other caller trying to get in? Did he get in?
Let me see. 5051, your line is open. Where it was, I'm leaving. They got hung up. So let's see here. We got 5051 just trying to get
in.
Can
you hear me, Chris?
Your line is open. I can hear you now.
I'm here. I was saying
okay.
I was here earlier.
Okay.
It's Neil.
All right. Okay, Neil. And then we got 2920. Your line is open. Okay. Okay. Well, guys, look, that is it for tonight. Ran a lot of time. We got about 15 seconds left in this show.
Well, you know what? I Killzone, I don't know you, but I really like the way you threw it out there. You're looking for a second race. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I admire some gangster shit like that because you bounce your racing and you sound like you're not picking races. So I take my hat off to you, and I wish you luck, Fazzy. I wish I was out there, but I'm not going to be out there. But I wish you luck, Fazzy, and I like that.
I appreciate you, man.
Man, straight up. I like how good it is. That's about getting it in.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Chris, Chris?
Oh, yeah. And with that being said, I kind of want to wish each of you all success this weekend at the tracks, and hopefully we will meet up somewhere. I'm trying to make plans to hit that June the 1st race over there in Valdosta myself. Another trying to miss that Rock race. Yeah, the Valdosta race. That's June the 1st.
That's the All Grudge race? That's a cup.
Yeah, All Grudge race. That's Dano's race over there.
I'll be there.
Okay. And, and for the people that are up on the East Coast, I've put in a call to the Piedmont track, and so I'm going to have to kind of schedule something for next year, but that is in the making to visit you guys up there in Piedmont. So I just kind of want to throw that out there, but it won't be anything happening this year, but hopefully next year I can work something in play.
Man, that track is a
kind of want to throw that out there.
Right.
But with that being said, guys, we're going to go on and shut down the system here because it's I ran over my minutes. So with that being said, to each and every one, I want to wish you all the wins. And like I said, much luck for this weekend. So we'll be back here next Wednesday.
All right. Everybody be safe this weekend. Hope everybody stays and have fun.
All right. Good night. All right.
All right. Bye.